Let's go to Chile, where Pope Francis has accepted the resignations of two more bishops there, bringing to seven the number who've stepped down since June in the country's clerical sexual abuse scandal that's been unfolding. Well, we're joined on the line by the Vatican correspondent for America, that's the Jesuit magazine, Jared O'Connell. Jared, what can you tell us about these latest resignations in Chile?
Well, these two men, one of them is 61 years old, and the other is 71. They are both under investigation by the Chilean prosecutors, one of them for cover and abuse of a minor, the other for abuse of a minor. And the Pope is clearly moving to clean up the church there. It's very interesting. He hasn't appointed bishops to replace them yet. So obviously he was anxious to get them out of the diocese.
He's appointed.
But I understand there will be.
I'm sorry to cut across you, Jared. He's appointed apostolic administrators. Your line isn't fantastic for us this lunchtime, but can you tell us or can you give us a sense if there is some finality around the situation, the scandal that's been unfolding for the Catholic Church in Chile, or is there more to come in your view?
My understanding is there will be more resignations. The Vatican calls them resignations, but obviously it's clear that they have been asked to hand in their resignations.
And in terms of the Pope's work in this area, in terms of the global, if you like, issues around clerical child sexual abuse, is Chile the number one point of concern for him? Or where would it appear in the world scale, if you like, in terms of abuse scandals he's dealing with?
Well, the fact that he has called for next February a meeting of the presidents of all the national bishops' conferences, it's about 130 bishops' conferences around the world, to the Vatican for a three-day meeting. It means that he sees the problem is not just in the United States, where it's real meltdown right now, or in Australia, where the church has been devastated, or Ireland, or Chile. It is much more widespread, and the Pope is determined to pull the plug on this and to get every diocese to clean house and to have procedures in place to deal with any allegation of abuse,
okay,
and to ensure that children are protected.
Jared O'Connell of America, Vatican correspondent for that magazine, thank you for joining us. We'll